Begin the current daf Maseches Sanhedrin daf Nun Zayin. Begin on the bottom of Nun Vov Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is we were discussing the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach, the seven commandments that non-Jews are commanded in. Now the Gemara had quoted a Baraisa that said that the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach from the first few are Dinim and Berachas Hashem. Now, however, the Gemara asked a contradiction from another Braisa that seems to indicate that by Mara, which was later on in history, the Jewish people shortly before Mount Torah, then they added on, besides the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach, was the Halacha of Dinim. Seemingly, Dinim is not part of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach, said the Gemara. That's Tana Bnei Menashe, who learns that actually Dinim and Berachas Hashem was not from the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach, but rather there was two other ones, that of Sirus and Klein. So the Gemara asks now, Tanda Debei Menashe, the Braisa of the Yeshiva of Menashe, E Darsh Vayitzav, if he expounds the Pasuk Vayitzav that we explained on the previous daf, which is the source of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach, if you hold that there is Dinim and Birchas Hashem, it went through the whole list, and explained from that Pasuk about Adam Rishon and Gan Eden, where do you see all the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach? If he expounds that pasuk, and that's how he knows the source of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach, Safel HaNach Nami, then even those two which he leaves out, which are judgment, courts and Birchas Hashem, the prohibition of cursing God, should also be included in the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach, but he does not have them in his list. And Eloi Darsh V'Yitzav, and if he doesn't expound the Pasuk by Yitzav, and therefore he doesn't have those two, then Hani Menole, then where does he know his list of seven that they are obligations on the Bnei Neach? Says Gemara, Lo'olam Lo Darsh V'Yitzav. You're right. He does not have the Pasuk by Yitzav, and he doesn't expound it, and because if he did, he would have Dinim and Birchas Hashem. Rather, Hani Kol Chod V'Chod Ba'apei Nafshe Kesiva, these seven that he has in his list, he expounds them from other psukim that show that the Bnei Neach are mitzvah in those seven mitzvahs, as the Gemara explains. Avodah Zarah V'Gilui Arayis. This said, he says that there's the prohibition of idol worship and immoral intimate relationships that non-Jews have too, as we get tinted up of Nazayin Manav, that's from a pasuk, d'chsib, like it says in Bereishis. It says, V'teshoches ha'oretz l'fnei olikim, that the Dar HaMabel, they had destroyed the way of the land in front of God. Now, for the fact that they were punished for this V'teshoches ha'oretz, that caused the flood to come, obviously they were commanded on it. Now, what is this V'teshoches ha'oretz? V'tana d'bei Yerbishmol, it's told in the Bereishis of Yerbishmol, kol mokam shnei mashchasa, wherever it says destruction, in regards to a sin, in el devar erav avetz kachav, that refers to immoral relationships, and regarding idol worship. How do we know this? Because devar erav shenem, regarding arayis, it says a pasuk in Bereishis, ki hishchiz kol bosa es darka, because everyone had destroyed his way. Where the pasuk says, darkai al ha'aretz, his path on the land. That refers to gilai arayis, and actually many times in the more delicate way, it refers to as derech eretz, that refers to intimacy. As the pasuk says in Mishlei Lamed, derech gever ba'alama, the path of a man with a woman. So when it says that their derech, which was on the land, that refers to Gilai Arayis. And actually that the generation of the flood was punished because of Arayis, as the pasuk says in Bereishis Vav, v'yir b'nei olehim es b'nei sa'adim ki toivis, and that they were lustful for the girls of the land, that refers to Gilai Arayis. And avodas kachav nechziv, and how do we know that hishchis also refers to avodas zarah, like it says the pasuk in Devarim, pentashchisun v'asisa megerma, the Torah says, maybe you will be mashchis, and you will do, which the pasuk there says, etc., that you'll do avodah zarah. So you see that when it says that the Dar HaMabel was punished, and obviously that means they were commanded, because of the mashchis, that as we see, that refers to both gilai arayis and avodah zarah. But the Gemara tells the Idach, but the other opinion, that of the previous staff, which expounded all the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach and his list from the pasuk of Yitzav, that from the pasuk by Adam Rishon, he would tell you that no, the warning regarding avodah zarah gilai arayis, that is, as we said in the previous daf, we learned that from the pasuk of Vayitzav, which Adam Rishon was commanded in. This, that it mentioned this concept of hashchasa of avodah zarah and gilai arayis by the Dar HaMabel, that was orchayah dekumagali. That's just telling us and notifying us for what reason were they punished, but it's not the source of the halacha of that they're warned and prohibited in gilai arayis and avodah zarah. That's rather from the pasuk of Vayitzav. Continue on the list of Tanda Debei Menashe. Shvichas damim, how does he know that they're prohibited in murder? The Pasuk says the Pasuk in Bereishis, Shevich dama adam begerma, the one who spills the blood of a man, etc. The Pasuk continues, then his blood will be spilled. And that was said to Adam Rishon, Cain and Hevel. And therefore we see that even applies not just to Bnei Yisrael, that they're prohibited in murder. The Idach, the other opinion would tell you that no, we don't know if we know all the halachas from that one pasuk by Yitzav. Katlai who did Megali. This pasuk is just telling us that, so what type of a death does a non-Jew get when he commits a sin like a crime like murder. But the actual prohibition is learned out from the pasuk of Vayitzav. Continuing on the list of Tana ben Menashe, Gezel, how do we know that non-Jews are prohibited in theft? So like it says in Bereishis, it says, and this is in Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel, actually the beginning of the pasuk says, that kol remes asher hu chai, any crawling thing that's alive, lachem yilachla, for you it will be for consumption. The pasuk says, ki yerek esev nasati lachem eskol, like the herbs of the grass, I have given you everything. Now, the Amr Levi says, ki yerek esev, what it's teaching you is like the herbs of the grass. Meaning grass is like something that grows by itself, which is, it doesn't require plowing and planting. It's things that are hefker, they're all out there in the world. Those are the things that are permitted for you, v'loiki yeregina, but not like the herbs of the garden, because that's something that someone planted privately. That's forbidden for b'nei noyach, which means gezel. The idach, however, the other opinion would tell you that no, everything we learn from v'yitzav, hahu, this pasig, is lemishri basar hu da'asah. The primary pasuk, as we read at the beginning of the pasuk, is actually coming to permit to the b'nei nayach to consume meat. Because as the Gemara tells us later on, daf nun testament beis, the Adma Rishon was not permitted to consume meat. He was only permitted to consume herbs and fruits of the tree. As the pasuk says, hini nesati lechem, he tells Adma Rishon, Hashem, that behold, I have given to you, as called esev, zerea zerea, that old seeds that are planted, lechem yila'achu l'chayis arts, for you it should be for eating and for the animals of the land, which tells you that only the grass and the fruits of the trees you and the animals will eat, but not that you're going to eat the animals. Now, what the pasuk was coming to say over here was just coming to say that now the same thing is going to be that you'll be able to eat the animal just like you were able to eat the vegetation up until now. Now, if that's the case, the Adam Rishon was not permitted to eat meat, so then how, as we said in the previous daf, was one of the mitzvahs that he was commanded in the pasuk by Yitzav of Eiver Menachai, as we know from the words in that pasuk of Ochel Teichel, what do you mean he can't eat meat? Why are you warning that he can't eat the meat when it's still attached to the animal? That part of the pasuk is teaching that even if he didn't kill the animal, rather just a limb when it was living fell off of it, that's the pasuk is still teaching you not to eat that. And that's what the pasuk over here is coming to permit to B'nai Nayach to say, no, you're allowed to even kill an animal and to eat it, but not to expound from it, as this man, the Amr, is saying at Tanu B'nai Menashe, like that it's coming to exclude the Yerek of the Gina. Because, no, that's necessary for the pasuk itself. The pasuk is coming to say is that, in other words, just like the herbs of the grass was permitted for Adam Rishon, so that's why when it's now coming to permit the B'nai Noach to even consume animals and wild animals, it's comparing it to the Yerek Esav, which was permitted for Adam Rishon, but not to say Ki Yerek Esav, but not Ki Yerek Gina. That's how the Tana, the previous daf, would be arguing on that this is a source as it is for Tana B'nai Menashe. Continues the source for Tana ben Menashe, Evi Menachai, how does Tana ben Menashe know that non-Jews are prohibited in eating a limb of a living animal? So like it says, the Pasuk Bereishis says, ah, however, basa benafshi, flesh in its soul, in other words, when the meat is still with its soul, which is that damai, that it still has its blood, lo yisechelu, then you're not allowed to eat the meat, meaning when it's still alive, then you cannot eat the meat, which is Evi Menachai. But the Idach, again, the Tana, the previous stuff would tell you, no, everything is learned up from Vayitzav. Ahu lemishri shratzim hu da'asa. This pasuk was just coming to permit that to consume the blood of shratzim, of creepy, crawly creatures that crawl on the ground, because that since the prohibition they learned was learned out for Eiver Menachai from Ochel Teichel, which this pasuk is coming to permit, although Eiver Menachai is prohibited from an animal, but by a sheretz it is permitted. As the Gemara tells us later on, the Nun Tes Amud Beis, because it's only that meat which is called damai benefesh, when you have the soul, you have the blood in its soul, and the meat is called meat, which is that the blood is considered distinct from the flesh. That's when Eiver Menachai is prohibited. That's what the pasuk is saying, when it's basar benafshei damai, that you have the basar is one thing, and then you have dam as a separate thing. In contrast to shratzim, where its blood is not called nefesh, rather it's considered the same in one as the basar of the sheretz, where actually by Yisrael, he's not liable for karis, as the Gemara says in Masechet Kriyot, Chafal v'Man Aleph, where there's only negative prohibition, where because the blood of the sheretz is like the meat itself, that's what this pasuk is coming to tell us, that actually there is no prohibition of Eiver Menachai on a sheretz, but not to say that it's coming to say the prohibition of Eiver Menachai for Ben Nayach, that's learned out from the pasuk of Ochel Teichel. Sirus, which is continuing on the list of Tanu B'nei Menashe, of the Hishev Mitzvah B'nei Nayach, of sterilization, The Chassidim says the pasuk in Bereishis, which means to say that a person or an animal would not be able to have children, that that's prohibited to do. Like the pasuk in Bereishis, Shir Tzuva Aretz Uruvuva, Hashem says that you should proliferate and you should multiply in the land, which tells you that you should be able to procreate and not do something that would prevent that. But the other town that would tell you, no, Levrach Ba'alma, that pasuk was only said as a blessing, not that it was a commandment that they should be fruitful and multiply, just a blessing that they should be able to, but that's not the source of the Issa, rather the pasuk that we brought, or if that's even one of the seven. Actually, that town that doesn't have Siris is one of the seven, and he's saying that, no, there is no commandment for B'nai Noach not to neuter or to sterilize. That pasuk is just giving a blessing. Klayim the Chsiv, Tanu Menashe holds one of the seven is the prohibition of Klayim, like it says in the pasuk in Bereishis, Meha'if l'minehu, that the animals that were being brought to the Teva should be brought, let's say, the birds to its type. For the fact that Hashem commanded him to bring the male and female of each type into the Teva, and that they should not mate with their other types, obviously it's saying that even B'nai Noach, which this was Noach himself, it prohibited to mate different types together. The other people would tell you, no, not that B'nai Noach are forbidden to have the Isra of Klayim. Rather, that was just for company, because each type would prefer its company of its own type than from a different one, and therefore Hashem wanted that convenience for the animals, but not that because there's a prohibition of mating different types of animals for a B'nai Noach. Amar Yosef, he says, Amir Bei Rav, the seventh yeshiva of Rav, Al Shalosh Mitzvahs Ben Noach Nerik. For three mitzvahs, if a Ben Noach violates them, he gets killed. So although that they're commanded in seven mitzvahs, and we had two different orders of what those seven are, but they only get killed for three of them, as Rav Sheshet explains, because there's only by one of the mitzvahs B'nai Noach that the death penalty is written in the Torah by murder, where it says, Dami Yeshavach, his blood will be spilled. Whereas Begila Arayis and Bebirchas Hashem, it says by a Jewish person, Ish, which from there, the extra word Ish, we include a non-Jew, to say that he also gets killed like Yisrael. Which the Gemara says, Gesher, Simon, the mnemonic to remember those three is Gesher, which literally means to say a bridge, but that's the Rashi Tavis that referred to Algila Arayis for immoral relations, Vashvichas Damim for murder, while Birchas Hashem, that's the ratio over there regarding the blessing, the cursing of Hashem. So those are the three Averis that if he does, he gets killed. Now, Maskabler of Sheshes, he says, how do you get these three? Bishlam Shvichas Damim, we understand murder, spilling blood, so like the pasuk says in Bereishis, Shevich Dama Adam, someone spills the blood of a man, Begum, etc., where the pasuk then says, then his blood gets spilled. So we see that he gets killed. Elahanach Manalu, but where do you know the other two from? Igam and Meshvichas Dama, if you think because you're going to learn that off of murder, then Afilukulanami, then that should apply to all the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And Imashum Dishaboyim Ish, and if you're going to say because those other two, Gila Rayis and Birchas Hashem, say in those halachas by Yid, man, which includes also a kuti, a non-Jew, and that's how you know that he also gets executed. Then there shouldn't just be three, there should be four, because then idol worship also should be included. Mi-ish-ish, where it says by the Isra of Melech, which is one of the types of void desire, it says ish-ish and parashas kedaishim, so that should also be then included for the death penalty. So Elam Rav Sheshet, rather Rav Sheshet says, yes, Amri Bei Rav, they said in the Shiva Rav, Al Arba Mitzvahs B'nei Nerag. It actually was for four mitzvahs that he violates, he gets killed, because yes, the fourth one to be added is Avodah Zarah, because it also says over there, Ish. Now, that thing I actually asked, V'alvoitz Kechav B'Noach Nerag, is that really so, that if a non-Jew does idol worship, that he gets killed? But Ratanya learned the Brisa that says, V'alvoitz Kechav, regarding the prohibition of idol worship, those things that Dvarm Shebezen Shalisol Mamisnalein, that a Jewish court would prosecute and execute a Jew if he does these averes, for example, all the types of services that are the custom of this specific idol, or even in generic, which are slaughtering and sacrificing, even if it's not the normal way, as the Gemara says later on of Samach Mebez, that applies to every type of a desire. Then Ben Noich Muzralein, if the Jewish court would execute, then a non-Jew is prohibited in it, which tells us, Azhar in Misalai, that only that a non-Jew is prohibited, but he doesn't get killed like the Jew does. So how can you say that a non-Jew that does have a desire gets killed? Adam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, no, Azhar Shalahem, the warning, in other words, that when the Tana is saying that a Ben Noach has that Azhara, has that prohibition, Zuhi Misasan, that is saying that he gets killed on that. Because the Tana was not meticulous to differentiate regarding death for those that have an obligation of death and those types of prohibition that don't have death, which in regards to a Jew, there are differentiations. In regards to a non-Jew, there is no differentiation. When he has this Aveira, he automatically gets killed. and therefore it's not a difficulty that says muzer lein, because yes, yeah, and but he gets killed in the tomb. However, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Bukulu Tamidid Rav, and all the other students of Rav, Amri, they said, Ashchev mitzvah b'nei nechner. No, the non-Jew, if he violates the averus, not just on three or four, but on all of the seven, if he violates them, he gets killed. Because Kali Rachman Abachad, the Torah went and revealed to us by one of the seven mitzvahs regarding murder that he gets executed, v'adin l'kulu, but the same thing would apply to any of the other averus, he gets killed for them. Now, the Gemara asks, so one of the seven is Gezel. Is that true that if he robs, that he gets killed for that? But Ratani learned the Brice that says, Al HaGezel, regarding robbery, which is one of the seven mitzvah b'nei noyach, that includes Ganav, if he steals, which is quietly, V'Gezel, or if he robs out in the open. V'chein Yefas Teri, the same thing applies to the halacha known as Yefas Teri, the beautiful maiden, which is in a war, in captivity, if they take the beautiful maiden back to their home, to their country. Or if a non-Jew does that, that's also a type of a theft, because he's stealing that other person's wife in wartime. And the chen kayitzben, and all the things that are like that too, which are not literally robbery, but they're similar to robbery, which I will explain later on what they are. Kuti bakuti, if it's a non-Jew doing it to another non-Jew, or bakuti b'Yisrael, if it's a non-Jew doing it to a Jew, aster, it's prohibited for the non-Jew, which is one of the seven mitzvahs, b'nei nayach, of gezel. Whereas b'Yisrael bakuti mutter. But a Jew who does it to a non-Jew is permitted, because when the Torah says, Mikri Yotes, Leisasha Kes Riacha, you should not steal from your friend, it says Riacha, but not a Kuti. But Rashi does bring that rabbinically. There are those who say that because of Chil Hashem, because of the desecration of Hashem's name, as it says in Baba Kama Kofi Gimel Med Aleph, then it's prohibited even a Jew from a Kuti, from a non-Jew. But one thing the Gemara asks, Vim Isa, now if it would be the case, as you said, that if the non-Jew commits Gezela, that he gets killed, so in this nichayev, why does it say that it's prohibited? It shouldn't say the word aser. It should say chayev, that he's liable, that he gets killed for that. Obviously, he does not get killed for gezela. It's just prohibited. That the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. It's not difficult. Since the end of that brisa wanted to teach, as we quoted, that Yisrael b'kuti mutter, that a Jew from a non-Jew is permitted. Now, had we said by akuti bakuti the word chayiv, which we're saying that yes, he is liable for death penalty, that then the inverse we would have had to say that Yisrael bakuti is the other way. No, he's pater. But that would have sounded like that if a Jew does it from steals from the non-Jew, that he'd be exempt from death, but he would be violating a negative prohibition, which is not the opinion of this Tana. And therefore, Tana Reisha, that's why the beginning of the Brisa said a terminology of Aser that's prohibited, because we wanted to say that by Yisrael is actually mutter, it's permitted, because again, this Tana holds like the one who says that's literally permitted for the Jew to be Ashak, Bakuti, and that's why we couldn't say Chayev, although it really is Chayev. But that the Gemara asks. But we find V'ho Kol Hecha de Islei Chayev, it's not true. We find that wherever there is a liability of a death penalty by the non-Jew, Misna Ketani, then the Tana does say it in the terminology of Chayev, of liability. And therefore, the question is back. From the fact that over here we use the terminology of just aser, obviously would be precisely that, because there is no death penalty for just gezela. How do we know this? Because the Ketani Reish, at the beginning of that Brisa taught, Ashvichas Damim, regarding murder, Kuti Bekuti, a non-Jew doing it to a non-Jew, or Bekuti Bistol, a non-Jew doing it to a Jew, Chayiv, he is liable, meaning liable, he gets executed for that. Yisrael Bakuti Pater, if a Jew does it to the Kuti, so then he's going to be exempt. But one thing we see that it uses the terminology of Chayev, so why over here does it change to Aser? Obviously, because for Gezela, unlike Shvichas Damim, he does not get executed for that. And that's his Gemara, no. Truthfully, we'll tell you that, as we said before, that the terminology of Iser over here is Lav Dafka. It's not necessarily, it's just, as we said, because of the Sefer, because we wanted to say Mutter. Now, but then you're asking, what's with the Reisha? Why over there that it didn't say the terminology of Iser? And it said rather chayiv, obviously, because it's precisely so. And that says the Gemara, no, hasam heichel listening, because over there, what's our alternative? What else could we say instead of chayiv? Listening, aser mutter, you're saying that we should write that it's prohibited for him to murder a non-Jew, and that from the Jew, it's permitted for him to murder the non-Jew? We cannot say that, because by default, then we would have to say by the Yisrael Bakuti, it would be mutter. But you cannot say that, because Batanu in the Braisa said that kuti, regarding a kuti, which is refers specifically to the group, the Kuthites that were in Eretz Yisrael that or didn't have a status of a Jew, but this refers to the larger spectrum. V'roi b'heim adaka, and those who take out the small animals, the small livestock, to pasture out in the fields, where we assume that they're gazlanim, that they're robbers, because they have their animals go out and graze in other people's fields. So regarding these two types of categories, loy malin, if, let's say, they fall into a pit, we don't take them out to save them from dying. But v'loy meridin, we neither do we throw them down into the pit to actively kill them. So we see that a kuti, we're not allowed to kill. So therefore, that answers the question. We didn't have an alternative over there to say usr, like we're saying over here, usr. Because here we wanted to say mutr for the Yisrael, but regarding to gezel from the akum, according to this opinion. But regarding murder, that's not allowed, even the Yisrael from a kuti. So that's why we have to say that there is going to be chayiv for the kuti from the kuti, but pater for the Yisrael for the kuti. So that answers the question. It's not difficult, but actually we could say that for gezel, the akum is chayiv misa for gezel. Now the Gemara clarifies, when we said in the Braisa, we said kayyitza by begezel. The liability for the non-Jew in gezel includes things that are like robbery. So ask the Gemara, Mahi, what is that? So Amar Vach Bayakri says, Lainitzucha el lepoil bekem. That was only necessary for a case of a worker in a vineyard who's eating from the grapes as he's working in the vineyard. So the Gemara asks, Poil bekem emas, when is this that the worker is eating in the vineyard? If it's at the time of when they're finishing up the work in the vineyard, meaning that he was hired to pluck the grapes, so then haterhu, I mean, that's actually permitted for him. Because even a Jew in a Jew's field, the Pasuk says in Devarim Chav Gimel, V'chalta anavim kenafshecha savecha, v'alkelicha lesitin, which tells us that at a time when you're putting in the grapes into the vessels of the owner of the field, you're allowed to eat from it. And the Braisa, however, tells us that Yisrael Bakuti is mutter. That would sound like a Yisrael b'Yisrael would be aser. That's not the case. A Yisrael b'Yisrael is mutter. Moreover, is that how can you say that even from a kuti would be that a kuti would be forbidden? But is there such a thing, as the Gemara tells us actually in the next daf, that for a Yisrael from another Yisrael would be permitted and for a kuti would be aser? So that doesn't make sense. By kuti, it would not be even similar to gezel, it would be totally permitted. And ilam b'shas gemar malach, and if it's not at the time that the work is being finished, it's sometime during the earlier part of the seasons, then actually gezel ma'al yuhu, then it's full-fledged gezel, and gezel was already mentioned. So what's this case of that's kayyetze b'begezel, that's like similar to robbery? So Elam Rapapa rather says, le'nitzucha el lepachas m'shabe pruta. No, it's only necessary to say this halacha, that it's forbidden for him, something that's like gezel, for stealing something that's less than the lowest denomination of currency, what we call the shabe pruta, worth a pruta. So that's not real gezel, it's not even worth a pruta, but it's like gezel. On that the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, then we said kuti b'yisrael aser. We said that if a kuti does it from a Jew, well, that's forbidden. On that is the Gemara, b'har bar mechilahu. A Jew is someone that's forgiving if it's less than a pruta. So why, if a kuti does it from Yisrael, is he going to be liable for stealing less than a pruta if the Jew is like, okay, it's okay, and it doesn't bother me if it's less than a pruta. And therefore then the non-Jew should not be liable. Says the Gemara, no, nihida basar hachi machali, right after the theft, he's forgiving on it. But tsar b'shaiti milesli, what do you think? He didn't have pain at the time that it was stolen from him? And therefore it is considered robbery. It's just that a Jewish court does not require one who steals less than a shabbat pruta to return it. Because right after it's stolen, he's meichel on that. But the truth is that if when a Jew does it to another Jew, it's aser, it's just that he hasn't violated anything. Like the Pasuk says in Rik Yotes, it says, Leisigzil, don't rob. And then it says, but you know, if you did Veheshav Ezigzil, then you should return what was stolen, which is only something that could be returned is called Gezel. But when you can't return something less than the Pruta, we don't consider Gezeli either, but it's still prohibited. Now, but regarding a Kuti, that is not someone that could return, because he doesn't have the mitzvah of Veheshav Ezigzil, immediately, when it's less than the pruta, although the Jew ends up being meichel, at the time he stole, however, it's considered gezela, automatically he gets killed for that. Because for him, there's no difference between less than the shavah pruta than the pruta itself, and therefore even from a Jew who was meichel afterwards, it's already too late. That's the case of kayetze bebegezel, that he would be chayav for even less than the shavah pruta. Now, however, the Gemara asks, but kuti bekuti. One of the cases was a non-Jew from another non-Jew. So in that case of kayetze behen, that is similar to that. What do you mean? Do you think that by a kuti bakuti that then you're going to take out that there's a difference between less than the shavah pruta from a pruta? In other words, how are you calling that kayyotze by begezel and not full-fledged gezel, but kibin de lab b'nei mechila ninu, since when a non-Jew steals from a non-Jew, they're not forgiving. Even less than the shavah pruta, they're still makbid. So gezel ma'al yuhu. So it's full-fledged theft. How could you say that's, in other words, all the categories of kuti bekuti, kuti b'Yisrael, Yisrael bekuti, we had to find all these halachas, and one of them was the case of gezel kayetze behen. But there is no gezel kayetze behen of kuti bekuti in this case of less than the shavah pruta. For Yisrael, it makes sense, because Yisrael, it's not real gezel, because he's meichel, but still we'll say that the kuti is going to be chayiv in it, therefore it's considered gezakal yetzeben, but it's not really because he's meichel. But by kud bekuti, even less than the shavu bruta, he's not meichel. So it's the same as full fledged gezel. So what's the case of gezakal yetzeben for the case of kuti bekuti? So Elamar Amar of Acha Berida Viki says, you're right, this halacha was only necessary for someone that holds back from paying his worker, where that's not literally gezel, although he's not paying him a debt that he owes him, because real gezel was only when someone actually grabbed something from his friend, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Fine Testament Beis, from a pasuk of a yigzel es achanis me'aramitz, he steals the spear from the hand of the Egyptian. You see, it means literally taking from the other person, where that's like gezel, but it's not literally gezel. Where kuti bekuti bekuti b'Yisrael aser, when the non-Jew does it to a non-Jew or to a Jew, that's prohibited. Yisrael bekuti muter, but a Jew to a non-Jew, that's going to be permitted. And that's the case of kezel kayetzeben, where it's talking about not paying a worker, which that's a liability for the non-Jew. Now, however, Rashi addresses it doesn't. The Gemara doesn't talk about kayetzeben begana by the case of a thief. And it doesn't ask Mahi because there is no case of Kayetzeben for Geneva, and Kayetzeben is not going on that case, only going on Gezel, and on like the next case of Yefas Tayer. So the Gemara asks, Kayetzeben Yefas Tayer Mahi. There's a halacha of Yefas Tayer, which for a Jew is permitted. He's allowed to take the beautiful maiden when she's a woman in captivity in the war that they fought in. But for a non-Jew, we said that's prohibited. So that's forbidden. But then what's kayoitzebehen, what's similar to Yefas Tayer, that's also forbidden for the kuti. Says the Gemara, Kiyasar Avdim, Amr Blazer, Amr Chanina, he says, Ben noyach sheyichad shivcha la'avdoi. Someone, a non-Jew, that designates a maidservant for his slave. And then, uvola, although he designated her for the slave, he cohabits with her. Neregaleo, so for that, he gets executed for her. And why? Not because of znus, because she's not married to his slave, because of theft. So though that this is not Ba'ula's Baal of Ishus, it's rather just like Znus, which would be like he owns them like his cattle, this is going to actually be because of the category of Yefas Tayer, which under the larger category of Gezel, this is Kayitzben of Yefas Tayer. It's not literally Yefas Tayer, but it's like that because it was designated for a different man, and for that he's going to get killed for. So the rest of the cases would be Kuti B'Yisrael. What would that case be? That would be if a Yisrael takes his shifchas kananis and designates it for his eved ivri, and then a kuti has relations with that shifcha kananis, he's going to get executed. The case of Yisrael b'kuti, that would be mutter, would be talking about a kuti that designates his shifcha for his slave, and then the Yisrael comes and takes her in captivity. It's permitted because even if it was his own wife, would be permitted for the Yisrael, the halach of Yefas Tayer. And the case of Yisrael b'Yisrael, that would be forbidden, that would be the case of shifcha charufa, when a man designates his slave woman for his Eved Ivri, where then actually if another Jew comes along and has relations with her, that's a special parashat in the Torah that would be liable for Ashram, that we see Yisrael b'Yisrael would be Asr. Now the Gemara comments that Kayetze b'Yishvichas Damim Loi Tanya, the Tana that we mentioned before does not say a case of that's one of the seven mitzvah b'nei Neich that's prohibited is murder. It doesn't say that he's also prohibited in things that are like murder. The reason for that is because there is nothing regarding murder that's not either totally liable or totally permitted. There's nothing that's like murder. For example, what's totally permitted by murder? If someone is being chased, someone wants to kill him, he's allowed to kill the other person in self-defense. Because although one would think, let's say, if someone kills by mistake, that maybe would be like, that's like murder. No, that's actually total murder. It's just the Torah is merciful on such a person and he doesn't get executed for it, but it's full-fledged murder. So therefore, we couldn't say a case of kayetzeben to say that he's liable on. But Omar Abaye, he says, if you would find a brisa that would say a kayetzeben in shvichas damim, then Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, he would have to be going like Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. Because the time like we learned the brisa of Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, he says, if someone was running after someone else to kill him, now v'yachal, and the one who's being chased, could be lahatzilo, he could save himself, be'echad me'avarav, by maiming his pursuant, by, let's say, for example, just shooting him in the leg, chopping off his leg, so he could save himself without killing his pursuer. For lo hitzel, and he doesn't save his pursuer, rather he murders the guy who's trying to kill him. Says Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, as the Ketun Tamid Beis, Neregalov, he actually gets killed for having killed his pursuer. So that would be a case, says Abaya, of kayetzebay, of murder. Because it's not full-fledged murder, because actually you would think it would be permitted to kill in self-defense. But it ends up being not permitted because you could have just maimed him instead of totally killing him. So all those cases would be kuti be kuti. If a non-Jew does it to another non-Jew, or kuti be Yisrael, or kuti does it to Yisrael, he would be liable. So to Yisrael be Yisrael would be liable. But Yisrael be kuti, if let's say the non-Jew was pursuing the Jew and he killed him instead of maiming him in self-defense, he'd be exempt. But this is all according to Rabbi Yonasan. But according to Rabban, who disagree with him, they would say that no, it's always totally permitted. And therefore there's no case of kayetzeben according to them, because they don't hold if someone's killing in self-defense that they have to go ahead and make sure to maim him and not to kill him. He wouldn't be executed for that. And therefore, according to the Rabban, there is no kayetzeben shvichas dam, but there would be a possibility according to Rabbi Yonasan. Now the Gemara continues in the related discussion regarding the differences between B'nai Nayach, the laws of non-Jews, as we spoke about in the previous daf, and the B'nai Yisrael. So Ashkech Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha found to have a custom of Sefer Agadah to be Rav, that it was written in this in the scroll of the Agadahs of the Yeshiva of Rav, the following halachas. B'Nayach Nerig B'dai Nechet. A non-Jew could be executed based on one judge deciding, U'Be'irechad, and the testimony of one witness, Shaloi Basrael, even though he was not warned beforehand. Now, Mipi Ish, but it's only based, it has to be a male, whether the judge is a male or the witness is a male. V'lo Mipi Ish, but not through a woman. And Vafil Karv, however, could even be a relative. Now, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a name of Rabbi Shmuel, they said that Afala Hubarin, that even if the non-Jew injures a woman and she miscarries her fetus, he'll get executed for having killed that fetus. Where in regards to a Jew, actually it only applies to be executed for murder if the child was already born. As the Gemara said, a child that's 1 day old, whoever kills it is liable, again, only where we know that it's a viable child, but in utero, then actually there's no liability. But Rabbi Shmuel says by a non-Jew, he would be liable for murder for the fetus. Says the Gemara, from where do we know these halachas from? So Rabbi Yehudi says, because the Amakra, the pasuk in Bereishis Perek Tes Pasuk Hei says, "Va'ach es dimchem, but however your blood l'nafshe sechem for your soul edrish miyad kol chaya edrishana, that I will seek from every living thing I will seek it umiyad adam from the hand of man umiyad ish achiv from a man his brother edrish es nevesh adam I will seek the life of the person." So the Gemara expounds from this pasuk these halachas that were said to Bnei Nayach. This wasn't said after Matan Torah. This was said to even the non-Jews. The pasuk reads, "Ach, however, as dimchem lanafshe sechem edrish, your blood for your soul, I will seek." That's in the singular edrish, which tells us afilu b'dayin echav, even with one judge. When it says miyat kol chayy from every living thing, chayy could also refer to a wild animal. From every living thing tells us afilu shle basra, even if there was no warning, which is not possible, still that there's going to be an execution. When the pasuk says edrishenu, and you could read it together with the next word, miyat adam. Tells us, even the one witness, where it says in the singular, would also be able to go ahead and execute someone for having committed murder. When it says, miyat ish, from the hand of the man, which is that he's the witness, but not from the hand of the woman. Achiv, when it says his brother, tells us, even if he's a relative, again, is able to be the judge or to be the witness. Now we said Mishum Yibishmol Amru Afala Baran that he's even going to be liable for having murdered a fetus. So as given my time to Yibishmol, what's the reason of Yibishmol? Because the next pasuk says Shevich Dama Adam, he who spills the blood of man, but Adam Dama Yishavich in man, his blood will be spilled. But now you could actually read the pasuk Shevich Dama Adam ba Adam, he who spills the blood of man in the man, meaning in the man, then his blood will be spilled. So, Ezehu Adam Shuba Adam, which man is in another man? That's the fetus in the mother's womb. You have a person in another person. That's what the pasuk says. Then Dami Yishafach, the murderer's blood will be spilled. He's liable for having killed the fetus. Now, Matanakam disagrees and does not hold the non-Jew is liable for having killed a fetus in utero, is Tanda Debe Menashu. The Amr that he says, as we'll quote on the end of the daf, Kal Misa Mur Lebnei Nayach. Any death penalty that is liable for a non-Jew, ena elechenek, is only, not like as we've said in the previous daf of Saif, which is because we have been learning up until now, by this pasuk it talks about Shvichas Dam, that refers to like murder, which we know that murder, even by a Jew, is Saif, so to the Ben Neich, Shvichas Dam, he gets Saif. He says, no, every execution that he gets is actually chenek, is strangulation. How does he know this? From this pasuk itself. Because v'shadi lehai ba'adam asefer dekra, this ba'adam, he doesn't read together with adam ba'adam as Rabbi Shmuel was learning that it's a person inside another person. Rather, it's part of the end of the pasuk. But Darsh Behachin, he expounds it as follows. But Adam Dama Yeshafich. In the man, his blood will be spilled. Meaning, Ezeu Shvichas Dam Shel Adam, what is the spilling of the blood of a person who is the murderer who is going to get executed? Shubagufish Shalom, that's inside his body. That's strangulation where his blood doesn't go out. When in regards to all the other Mises Bezin, that's when he gets stoned, when he gets beheaded, the blood comes out. What is the death penalty that stays inside? That the blood stays inside. That's strangulation. Actually, that's where he knows. So therefore, he doesn't utilize it to actually teach Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. So the non-Jew is not liable for killing a fetus. And actually, that's where he knows this halacha of Tamei Menashe, that the non-Jew's death is always chenek and not saif. Now, however, Masar Rav Nuna asks, based on what we've been saying, so the isha, so a bas noyach, a woman, a non-Jewish woman, loy mifkida, you're saying that she's not commanded regarding judgment, means she cannot be the justice, she cannot be the witness. But in that, as the Gemara, but for Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, which, as we said in the previous staff, that where do we know that the Bnei Noach are commanded in Dinim? That's from the word of Vayitzav in the Pasuk by Adam Rishon, which we learn from this Pasuk by Avram Avinu, where it also says Tzav, and it mentions Dinim. It says, Ki Yedata, because I know Avram Avinu, Lamana Sheyitzav Avagam, because he will command his sons and his household after him, which they'll keep the way of Hashem to do tzedakah u'mishpah, to do charity and justice. So in that pasuk, it mentions Beisai, and which refers to the house, which refers to the women, because banav are the sons, and it says that they're commanded in mishpat. So the woman also should be commanded, and they should be witnesses and the judges too. So it says the Gemara, who maysev lo mahu mafarik lo, asked the question and he answered it. Banav ledin. The sons, yeah, there's two things. There's banav and beisai, and there's tzedakah and there's mishpat. Banav goes on ladin. The sons are the ones who commanded in judgment. They're the justices and they're the witnesses. Beisai letzedakah. The females that are included in Beisai, his household, that's referring to the charity. They're the ones that do the tzedakah. The poor people come to the house, they give it, but they're not the ones, again, that do the dinim, and therefore the women in Bnei Noach are not the edim or the dayanim. However, Amalei Rav Avya Sabi L'Rav Papa asked, again, also based on what we were saying, Eima bas noyach shaharga, should we say that a non-Jewish woman that murders, like Tiharik, she should not get executed? Because you're reading from the pasig that it says ish. Oh, ish means v'loy ish. So the women are not going to be the witnesses. So this is, and the same thing should be regarding the murderer itself. We say that Hashem will seek the blood, miyat ish, from the hand of the man, which the literal translation of the pasuk is talking about the one who murdered, the lomiyat ishiksim, and we should expound that to say, but not from the hand of the woman. The woman who murdered should not be executed. Amalei said to him, Nohachem Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Yehuda says. Shevich dam ha'odah mikamakim. The pasuk says, the one who spills the blood of a man. That says, in a neutral way. Doesn't say any masculine term over there. To tell us, in all situations, even the female who murders will be executed. But still, he asks a similar type of a question. Amos, should we say, bas neich shezin tzaloi tiharig, a non-Jewish woman that's mezana should not be executed. Because the pasuk says, al kein yazav ish, therefore a man should leave his mother and his father and he should only cling in his wife. So that says ish, and you're saying ish means v'loyisha, not a woman. So who is responsible for fidelity is only the man, but the woman should not be executed if she's a non-Jewish woman. On that Amalei, he said to him, Nohachem, Rabbi Yehuda says also regarding this, the pasuk says, V'hayu levasar echad, they should be one flesh, hadar avinu kra, although originally said ish, but then the pasuk then puts them together, it says also they're in the neutral term, and putting both the husband and wife together as one unit, that they both have the same halacha regarding marital fidelity, and if she is mezana, that she does get executed. And the Gemara continues in a related discussion, Tana ban lin l'braisa, ish, the pasuk says man, ish. What does this pasuk you could teach when it says a man, where it says el kol shei b'sarei, that there's a prohibition of having relations with his relatives? Says the brisa, rabbis is a kutim. That's coming to include the kutim shemuzharin ala rais ki yisrael, that the non-Jews are also commanded regarding forbidden relationships, incestual relationships, like a Jew. And I think most v'mahach nafke. What you learn that from this pasuk over here? Mahasam nafke. It's from the pasuk we brought this in the previous staff, where in that one pasuk that teaches all the shev mitzvah b'nei noach, which one of them taught gila rais, says lamer to say, as we brought a different pasuk that shows the gila rais that refers to gila rais, forbidden relationships. So why we bring it from this pasuk of the extra word ish? Says the Gemara, hasam b'rais did who? That pasuk of lamer for the shev mitzvah b'nei noach, that refers to their forbidden relationships. V'hocha b'rais did dan. Here it's referring to our arayis. If a non-Jew has relations with a married Jewish woman, That we're learning out from the extra word ish. The Ktani Seif, as we see at the end of that Braisa, it says, Baal Arayis Yisrael. If the non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman, Nidin Bedin Yisrael, he gets adjudicated, he gets judged based on the Jewish courts. That is what we're learning out from the extra word ish. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Helchasa, for what halachic relevancy does that have that we're saying, oh, the extra word ish teaches us that the non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman, oh, then that's going to be different, although he's already commanded Gila Rais, because then he's going to be judged by the Jewish law. What's the halachic relevancy if he gets executed based on non-Jewish or Jewish law? So Rav Nachman, the Rabbi, he says, Lo Nitzacha, no, is only necessary, Elo, La'eda, Ve'edim, Ve'asura, there are differences, because a Jew has to have, when we want to execute him, has to have a whole assembly, meaning 10 people that are trying to prosecute, another 10 they're trying to defend, and then another 3, which makes for the Sanhedrin Ketan of 23. There also have to be 2 witnesses. There also has to be a warning beforehand. So that's what we're saying. When he has relations with a Jewish woman, then he has the Jewish law. So the Gemara says, Migra Gara? What? The non-Jew who has a forbidden relationship with a Jewish woman is going to be worse than if he has relations with a forbidden non-Jewish woman with him? By a non-Jewish woman, he gets killed with 1 witness, 1 judge, without being warned. And the Jewish woman is lenient, more lax, that he won't get executed until he has a higher standard? So Elam Rabichan, rather Rabichan says, Lo Nitzcha, no, it was only necessary to tell us with the Jewish woman that he gets judged with the Jewish law, Ela Lanaira Hama'ay Rasa. It was necessary for if the non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman, that's a Naira, that's a young girl, that's engaged. Because Dila Didhu Leslahu, a non-Jew does not get executed if, let's say, he has relations with a non-Jewish woman that's engaged. Only if she's Bu'ulas Baal, only if she already had relations with her husband. In such a case, Didanina Lahu Bedina Didan, since for the non-Jew, he doesn't get executed, so if he goes and he has relations with the Jewish girl that's engaged, then it's going to have to be coming on from the Jewish law, where a Jew gets killed for having relations with the Naira Rasa. That is what we're including from the extra word ish, which obviously that's what we're saying, that he gets executed because of the extra word ish to make him like a Yisrael. Because again, regarding non-Jewish law, there is no violation of Eshes Ish to be liable for the death penalty, and therefore the halacha that he's getting over here actually is going to be skila, like a regular Yisrael has with Naira Rasa. But as Rashi points out, most definitely, as the Gemara mentioned before, he's not going to need Edim and Asra because it's not any worse than when he has forbidden relationships with a non-Jewish woman. But the case that we need to add on to say that he's going to have the severity of having relations with a Jewish woman, that's a higher standard, to make it worse for the non-Jew, is that for Naim Arasa, where although in the non-Jewish law, based on Jewish law, there's not going to be any getting executed for Naim Arasa, but if it's a Jewish girl that's a Naim Arasa, then he will get judged by the Jewish courts, and he will get skila. And that's only we know from the extra word ish, which we would not have known from Lamer that it says by admiration. However, the Gemara asks, Avol, but, so what are you saying? If he has relations with an Ashes Ish, a married Jewish woman, so you're saying, Bedina did who dainin aluhu? Then we're going to judge them based on the non-Jewish level, like as if she was a married non-Jewish woman. That's how we treat if a non-Jewish man has relations with a married Jewish woman. But Betanya, in the Braisa, it says, Bar Naima Rasa. The non-Jew has relations with an engaged girl. So need the meskila, as we said before, just like a Jew, because that actually doesn't even pertain to non-Jewish law, that he gets judged with stoning. Al-Ashes Ish, need the mechanic, if he has relations with a married Jewish woman, he gets killed with strangulation. Now, the Ibedina did too, but if you're saying that if it's a married woman, oh, which is prohibited for B'nai Noyach, that then he has the dinim of B'nai Noyach, then Sayafu, then actually it shouldn't be Chenek, like it is with a Jewish married Jewish woman with a Jewish man, rather should be Sayef, because all the death penalties of a Ben Noyach is only by the sword, according to the Rabbanu who disagree with the Tana B'nai Menashe. So why are we saying it's Chenek? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, My Eshes Ish Tektan, you're right, what does the Braisa mean when it talks about that if the non-Jew has relations with a married Jewish woman, that he's going to get chenek, is kigun shenichnasa lechuppah v'lei nivela. We're talking about that she already went to the chuppah, but her husband never yet had beer with her. We're based on Jewish law, meaning in regards to a Jew, if a man has relations with that woman after the chuppah, he gets chenek like any regular married woman. Because this halacha of skila, was only said regarding a Naira Besula Mayrasa, which the Gemara Ksubat of Chesam and Aleph expounds every word over there. When it says that she's a Besula virgin, it comes to exclude a Be'ula if she's not a virgin anymore. When it says she's Mayrasa engaged, tells us, but not Nesua, not that she's married. So the Gemara says, what does marriage mean? If marriage means to say because she already had Bia, I already know that it's not considered Naira Mayrasa from the fact that she's not a Besula anymore. Rather, says the Gemara, it must be talking about a case when she went to the Chuppah, so she's married, but she's not yet a Be'ula because they didn't have relations yet. On that, the Pasuk is excluding that still she's not going to get Skila, but there's going to pertain to Chenek, because every married woman that has relation that was already committed to a man is included in Noyef and Noyofes, which says any adulterer and adulteress gets Chenek. But Arusa was excluded to have its own Halacha, but here where it wasn't excluded because it's not included in Naimarasa, is going to be Chenek. We're diladitu lestahu. As we said before, for non-Jews, even based on Jewish law, for another non-Jewish woman that, let's say, had chuppah but didn't have bia, there's no execution for the non-Jewish man. Because, as we said, that it's only by bu'ulas baal. It's only if this wife had relations with her husband. And that case is danin lahu bedina didan. So similar to the case of Naimarasa, which gets skila, an eshish is that already had chuppah but didn't have bia, the non-Jew is going to have the Jewish law of having chenek. The Tanya Reb Chanina, like Reb Chanina taught, Be'ulas Baal Yeshlehem. The law of prohibited adultery that non-Jews have is only if the woman had relations with her husband already. Because as the Pasuk says in Bereishis Chaf, which was told to Abimelech that he had taken Sarah, was V'hi Be'ulas Baal. She already had relations with her husband. It doesn't say that she's an Eshet Isha married woman. Obviously we see that when do they get executed? Only because if this woman already had relations with her husband, but not because of Kedushin and Chuppah. So, that's where they have. But they do not have the prohibitions with a non-Jewish woman if she had chuppah but didn't have bia yet. And that's only something that would apply like a Jewish woman. So it's regarding that case that if he has relations with an eshes ish, again, that had chuppah but didn't have bia yet, that then he's going to get chenek. But you're right, if she was a regular eshes ish, like the Rabbanan that hold that every misa of a non-Jew is saif, yeah, he would get saif. So it says the Gemara, Tanika vased Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Bryce that says like Rabbi Yechanan, who he said that if a non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman that's prohibited for him, then he gets judged on the Jewish law. He explained that that's not in all cases. That's only in cases like Nichnasa L'chuppah V'lay Nivalo or Naimarasa, where the non-Jews don't have that with the non-Jewish people. That's when we say that then they'll have the Din Yisrael when it's uniquely a Jewish law. Where do we see this? The Brisa starts off with a different halacha that says, Kol Ervisha Bezden Shel Yisrael M'misnala, any forbidden relationship that a Jewish court would execute a Jew for, so benayich muzorla. So that's a type of erva that a non-Jew is prohibited. Ein bezin shal yisrael mamisnala. If the Jewish court would not execute for that, for example, chiva krisis, those that are not mises bezin, but just that from heaven they make a person's life shorter, like a person's sister or his father's sister, his mother's sister, or his brother's wife, or his father's brother's wife, or his wife's sister. So then ein benayich muzorla, since there's no mises bezin. So a non-Jew is not prohibited in those types of relationships. As the Gemara tells us later on, that Reb Meir is going according to Rebbe Kiva, who he says that we learn that all the halachas of arayis for B'nai Noach from the pasuk of Al-Kenyaz of Ish. And over there, as the Gemara will explain, is referring to Chiv and Mrs. Bezdin, and therefore those which are not Chiv and Mrs. Bezdin, a non-Jew is not prohibited in. That's the Reb Meir. But Chamar, they disagree. They say, Harba Arayis Yash. No, there are many forbidden relationships. For example, all the Chiva Krisis, She'in Bezen Shal Yisrael Mishna Lein, that a Jewish court would not execute for. But a Benayich Muzar Lein, but the non-Jew would still be prohibited in them. That is because the Rabban hold that the Benay Noach are included from Ish-Ish for everything that's said within the Parsha. And however, Reb Meir does not expand Ish-Ish, and that's why he disagrees. And he says that no, it's only for Chiv Mrs. Bezen. But continues the Brisa, and this is what we wanted this for. Baal Arayis Yisrael. If a non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman that's prohibited for him, so Nidim in the Yisrael, he gets judged based on the Jewish law. Baal Arayis Ben Noach. If he has relations with a forbidden non-Jewish woman, so Nidim Medina Ben Noach, then he gets prosecuted based on the Ben Noach halacha. Now, but says the Brisa, V'anu Ein Lanu, but we don't have any that there should be a difference for between the Jewish and a non-Jewish woman, Ela Naira Hamayrasa Bovad, only by the girl that's engaged, that's the only case, because the non-Jews don't have that halacha. And that's where we say that if the non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman that's a Naira Mayrasa, that's where we're going to execute him based on our laws, again, that he's not going to get, let's say, Saif or the other pin holds chenik, but rather then he's going to get skila. That's exactly like Rabbi Yochanan had said, that that's the halacha of ish that we're including for only uniquely this halacha that would apply for Dini Yisrael and doesn't have Dini Menei Noach, which is like Benayim Arasa. But the Gemara asked, but wait, we said there was one more case, as we said just before. It should have said there's another difference between Ben Noach and Bnei Yisrael. Or if a Jewish woman had already had chuppah, but didn't yet have bia the first night, then that should be a uniquely Jewish law that he should get based on Jewish law. Says the Gemara, Haitana Tana Bnei Mashahu. This Tana, this price is the Tana of the Bnei Menashe, which we referenced before. The Amma that he says, Kol Misa Mur L'Bnei Noach, that any death that a non-Jew has, his generic death, is Eina Elach Henek, is strangulation. And therefore, Idi V'Idi Cheneku. Both the non-Jewish and the Jewish law, either way, in this case of Nechnas L'Chuppah B'Lei Nivela, meaning, for a married woman, would anyways be chenek, and therefore that cannot be counted as one that would be a difference between Bnei Noach and Bnei Yisrael. If you hold like Drabbanan that every death for the non-Jew is saif, so that would be another case of an example, as we said before, which would be chenek instead of saif. But it's not counted over in this brisa because the Tana Bnei Menashe holds anyways for the non-Jew, it's chenek whenever he has relations with a married woman. So nichnas l'chuppah b'lei nivela would not be a unique exception, and therefore the only difference is Naima Rasa, where then instead of getting, as he always gets, according to Bnei Menashe, chenek, he'll get saif because it's not an isra for Bnei Noach, it's uniquely a Jewish law, and from ish we include that halacha that he'll have the Jewish law, which will be in that case skila.